Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. He is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Tonight, as we bless the Lord, waiting for the woman of God to speak to into our hearts tonight, we thank God, glory to God, for his word, for the anointing, for the power of glory to God, salvation through Jesus Christ. We thank God because this is the season to glorify him and thanking him that the celebration is for his birth. But we celebrate Jesus every day because every day is the Lord's day. And we bless him for it, and we thank God for the powerful move of God for saving, delivering, and setting free and causing us, glory to God, to have opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God. And so we just bless him because he is so marvelous, so wonderful, so awesome. And so without him, we can do nothing. Through him, we can do all things. And we bless him, glory to God, for the opportunity tonight to come on board to hear the word of encouragement, enlightenment, whatever God want to do, encouragement, glory to God, to those that are downcast or feeling lonely or feel depressed or oppressed, or however, that we can stand on the promises of the Lord and hold fast, glory to God, to his word, in the name of Jesus. What is happening here that the line is not open for my sister? The blood of Jesus. The episode should be tonight. Oh, no, don't tell me she didn't put us on. Oh, praise God. We'll open up to the studio in just a moment. Praise the Lord. Yes, we are on. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, we're going to prepare ourselves, glory to God, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through Evangelist Mother Alexander. She has a word from the Lord tonight, and I'm just going to just say the scripture that says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He came to save those such as that are lost, and those that don't know him in the pardon of their sins. They have the opportunity to give their lives, glory to God, because of his great sacrifice of standing in the gap where we should have been the one that was penalized. He that knew no sin came, glory to God, and with him sacrificing his life on our behalf, that we can be able to have, glory to God, a partaker to the tree of life and still be able to have the inside track to those things that are going on in life that the world may be going through. We, glory to God, can call on the Lord and believe him by faith to take us through, cause us to be overcomers, triumphers, and victorious, and to be a witness and to be a light. Praise the Lord. We give God glory for that. Amen. We didn't know he came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind. We couldn't see. We didn't know who you are. We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind. We couldn't see. We didn't know who you are. That's when we were in darkness. Now that we're into the marvelous life, we can accept him as Savior and as Lord. Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory for this blessed day. Glory to God as we prepare each day, God, to honor you. We thank you for the day that's been set aside to honor your birth. We give God glory and honor for all that he does and do. We thank God for this day, for life, health, and strength, and activity of our lives. Thank you for your word. Thank you for renewed mercies every morning. Thank you for grace. Thank you for the joy that we can have in Christ Jesus. Thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. You say when we keep our hearts and minds on you in the name of, thank you for working things for our good, for those that love the Lord and called according to your purpose. Thank you, glory to God, for forgiving us and cleansing us and giving us another opportunity each day. God, I bless you, glory to God, for your loving kindness. You are so awesome. We adore you. We magnify you. You are our Messiah, our counselor, our Prince of Peace. There is none like thee. God, we thank you tonight, glory to God, for our dear sister, Evangelist Alexander. We thank you for the word that will come forth. Pray you continue to bless and anoint her for, glory to God, the work that you've put in her, at her hand to do. Thank you for the word that will come out of that spirit in the name of Jesus that will bless and, glory to God, you be glorified. God, we are thanking you that you've given us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And as the word go out in the airways from the night or in the future, next week, next year, however, we will pray, glory to God, that it will be something that continue to penetrate in our spirits and cause us to be elevated in the spirit, that we will be able to commit ourselves, and dedicate ourselves to you and your work and be able to obey your command and allow you to go in and penetrate in those areas that are dark, that we will surrender and walk in forgiveness and walk in love according to your word. Lord, we thank you for the blessed plan that you have for us, that you say in Jeremiah 29:11, you have a plan for you, and that plan is good and not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless and to prosper us. So we're looking for that expected end. So now we bless you and we honor you, and we're going to prepare ourselves now to allow the woman of God to come forth and use her for your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Father God.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being another day that you gave us, Lord. Thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. For it's in the name of Jesus we come before you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you the praise, Lord God, because you are worthy to be praised. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Father, your word is what we're standing on. And we claim victory in every area. Because according to the promises, your word is what keeps us. Help us to walk according to your promise, Lord, and help us to stay in your word. Hallelujah. Now, we're coming from the book. We're going all over the New Testament and the Old Testament tonight. First thing we're going to think about, we want sister and brother to realize, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, if you know you have been redeemed from the hands of the enemy should not in your life to spinning you all around. The enemy should not have dominion in your life. Because according to the promises of God. One thing you have to know, that when you have been redeemed, that means a new creature. The enemy have no authority over this new creature. But you have to be sold out, completely sold out to the living God. If you serve in the living God, then you have to serve him right. We thank God for who he is in our life. Sister and brother, we have the authority and the dominion to stand boldly because we know who we are. Sister and brother, we know that Christ paid the price for us. We shouldn't let the enemy have no authority in our life. And tonight I come to tell you what the Lord gave me to say. The spirit of jealousy, envy, maliciousness, division, have no authority in a child of God. Should not have no authority in the Redeemer life. Because he or she is sold out completely. The life she live must be lived for the living God. Shall not have dominion in our life or in his life. The spirit of envy have no part. It should not have control over the life of a believer. Especially a redeemer of the Lord that served the living God. We know he said in his word, he is the first and the last. He is the beginning and he is the end. And he gave us the dominion here on earth. He gave us the authority and the power to stand boldly and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We should not be backing down and running behind and dodging. No. A child of God stand firm. A child of God is going to say what the gospel tells us to say. We must. what he called us, can't live for the world because we completely sold out to Christ. So when this spirit try to come against us, we must stand boldly and know that it has no authority. We have the power to cast these things down in the name of Jesus. He gave us the key to stand boldly. He gave us the power to say his word. We should not be classifying with the world, because the world do it, we must do it. No, we are children of the living God. We have the dominion here on earth if we stand according to his word. Stand boldly. We have enough illustration in the word to see that our forefather, if they can stand, then we must able to stand and more because of his word. His word is what we stand in. The promises of God don't change. The victory is already ours because of him. Jesus Christ paid the price. If you look at John 14, verse 12 and 14. Verse 12 said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater," hallelujah, Lord God, "greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." That's the word of God. That's his word. So regardless what we see the enemy coming with, we must know who we are in Christ. We shall not get the enemy come and take what God gave us. He gave us the victory. Then we stand on our victory. So many things is going on in the world today. Sickness. Disease that is not of God. The enemy bring these things to, because the word of God tell you that. All sickness is not of God. We must stand boldly and proclaim the victory that God gave you. Bind these things in the name of Jesus. Command it to loose in the name of Jesus. And let it get back to the dry place where it come from. Koshataba. This is not of God. This is not of God, sister and brother. God said, above all, he wants us to be prosperous. So this sickness and this disease and this up and down is our life. It's not of God. So we have the authority to bind this thing and stand up against it in the name of Jesus. God said, call all our cares, we cast it on him. Cast it on him. And we know the God we serve is forever. Because according to the promises of God, he said in his word, he is the beginning. He is the beginning and the end. So there is none before him and there is none after him. And we are, we that believe in him, we that serve the living God, we that know we are sold out completely, we know we have a work to do. Because we are already equipped, fully equipped to do his will. God promised us in his word, cast all cares on him. And the same way he fight for our forefather, he'll fight for us. When you say you weak, what did he say? Say you strong. And always remember, you never alone. Because the Father says, lo, I'm with you always. And if you don't believe that the Lord will fight for you, the same way fight for our forefather, Look in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 15. What did he say, O forefather? He said, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou? But he said, and verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace. If he did it back then, remember what he said, he don't change. He will do it today for me, for you, for each and every one of us that believe in him and that sold out for him. God's word don't change. He said he will, and he will. Sister and brother, we have to know that whatever going on today, we are overcomer. There's none that should ever to turn us down. He gave us power to step on scorpion. Power over all the power of the enemy, and we gonna fall. No. We have no business falling at the wayside. But we have to make up our mind to serve the living God. Sold out completely to him. I come against that foul spirit of deceiver that come against the body. The foul spirit of division in the church. I come against him in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit because this is what the Redeemer has to do. You step out and bind this foul spirit that taking authority over a weak sister, over a weak brother. You don't stand there and just look and turn. No, you fight that battle. Let that enemy know you will not have authority in this place. That's why we are chosen as prayer warriors. We are chosen to stand because the word of God tells us. He called us to do work, then we must do the work because we are fully equipped. God have not chosen none of us that is not fully equipped to do his work. But until we receive that, come to receive it, in the name of Jesus, and accept how and who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Really recognize the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And really come to see that there's nothing impossible for him to do. Church, we have to know that there is nothing in this world that can overcome the things that God gave us to do, if we stand boldly and knowing that who we are in Christ Jesus, because we have the power to stand. Stand. He gave us faith, and we shall stand every day if we stand boldly and proclaim the victory and do the works of God. We will see the result, and we will see that there is no difference in our faith and in the faith of our forefathers. Stand boldly and bring down those false prophets. We have the power to stand against this foul spirit that ransack in the church in the name of Jesus. According to the promises, God did not give us no spirit of fear that we have to be running and, oh, we are this, we can't do this, we can't do that. God did not give us that spirit. That spirit that come against us, that spirit is not of God. So we have the authority to cast that fear spirit down. So we can step out and do what we're supposed to do for brothers or sisters. When we see one is weak, then our job is to heal him up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. To learn to love according to the promises of God. Because God gave us love. He gave us peace. He gave us joy. But if we don't operate in it, how you think it's going to turn around to do what it's supposed to do? If we're going to stand up there and bring malicious against one another, we'll never make the peace of God work. will never make it work because we are not operating in what he tells us to operate in. Operate in that precious love, peace, joy. Operate in that, and you'll see that victory rolling. In the name of Jesus, the promises of God said, I'll never leave you. So you're never alone. He's always, he never leaves you. He's always with you. Because his promises is real. According to the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. We must always remember, we are not the whole man. We must always remember, we are a new creature. A new creature, we are fully equipped. Fully equipped to his will. Because he paid the price for everything. Everything, he paid the price. Nobody else could do it. But our Savior did it. According to his promise. In 2 Corinthians verse chapter 4. Verse 15 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creature. Now, his word, we hold on to his word and we stand. We are new. We're not the whole man anymore. We cannot be working in the whole things anymore. We cannot be talking about jealousy and envy. No. We have authority over the Spirit to pull it down. Do not give it no place in your life. Division and jealousy and envy, it have no place in the life of a child of the living God. You have the authority to bring it down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The promises of God never fail us. Never fail us. If we stand on it, we will see it come down. We have the power to cast down this foul spirit that come against the body of Christ. We have the dominion to stand boldly. Cast it down. Because we must always remember this. According to the promise of God, we're not fighting against our brothers and sisters. We're fighting against this foul principality spirit. This deceiving spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. For the word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, say, cast down imagination, every high thing that tries to exalt itself. Exalt itself against the knowledge of God, against the thing that God already gave you, knowledge and understanding. And this is going to come to exalt itself. You got that dominion, you got the power to cast it down. In the name of Jesus, it shall not have authority in this place. It shall not have dominion. But we got to learn, and we got to operate in the love of God. If we want to see that power working, we got to operate in the love of God. Regardless what it looks like, regardless what they say, you hold on to the love of God, because that's where the power is going to come. That's where the power working in me, but the love of God. Not the love of the world, because the love of the world is a different thing. And the love of the world is not giving you the happiness and the joy and the peace that you want. Not like what the God already gave us. Not like what God already put in us. He gave us victory through all the joy and peace. Torment can be happening over on the side, but you still have the joy and peace in the Lord. Joy and peace in the Lord. Why? Because you're standing on his promises. You're standing on his word. And one thing for sure, sisters and brothers, they never fail. That's not going to fail. Not the word of God. Anything else failing, but not the word of God. So we must always remember, this spirit, this deceiving spirit, this spirit that's been stretching out with, this spirit that's bringing division, this spirit that bringing jealousy, envy, we have the authority to cast it down in the name of Jesus. We shall not hope in no door for it. We as children of the living God, we must stand on the promises of God. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus. And we must know that we have the authority to do the things that he sent us to do. Only God can change the hearts of men. So we have to know. We have to know. The more we study, the more we know. The more we hear the word, the faith grow more. Believe that whatever the Lord sends you to do, stand boldly. Stand boldly and do his will. Regardless what it looks like, baby, you already have the victory. The only thing you have to do is stand firm. Believe in what you ask. Believe in what you say. Believe in your word is what God sent you to take. What you saying, God tell you, you will bring down that storm. You will bring down that stamp. Whatever is going on in your life, that stamp that is in your life, you will bring it down because of who you are in Christ Jesus. God gave us the victory. He didn't give it to the world. He gave it to his people. Those that believe in Jesus Christ, those that serve the living God, don't tell me that you cannot pray down a situation that come against a brother or a sister. Don't say you can, because I know you can, because you are a child of God. You says he called you. Then you know you have the dominion and the authority over the hands of the enemy. So we got to learn, sisters and brothers, to stand up for one another and to love one another sincerely. Then we're going to see the victory. Unity is supposed to stand together with us. Unity. When we stand as unit, we see those victories. We see those miracles because we are coming to one. We can't see the miracles and we can't see the victory when we are against one another. We have to learn to pray. Pray one another. Pray for one another. Pray. Because God gave us that power. And that's our weapon, prayer. Regardless how anyone say, regardless what they might say, regardless what they might do, you pray because that power is real. Prayer will bring it down. And I thank God for who he is in our life. I thank God for being the Lord of my life. Thank God for giving us victory, for giving us the dominion, the authority over the works of the enemy. Because as a child of the living God, we must know who we are, what we call to do, and the power that is working in us. We must know. There's no ifs and buts about that. We must know. And I thank God. I thank God for being the Lord of our life. Because through Jesus Christ, we can stand boldly. We can stand boldly. Because he gave us everything we need to operate in this world. Everything we need. And we must remember one thing. He did give us the dominion here on earth. But we got to live according to his will. We got to operate in that agape of love. We got to. There's no ifs and buts about that. We have to operate in the love. We cannot let the enemy separate us. Because this one said that and that one said. No, don't give him that authority. Because we must always remember, we wrestle against principality. Not flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principality. I thank the Lord for this word. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you the praise today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for the victory. Thank God for the word of God. Bless the Lord. We thank God, as Mother just said, Evangelist, that we don't operate, glory to God, in fear. We operate in the power and the dominion and what God has given us in the authority over the adversary. But we have to be able to do this in love. We can't do it without it. And in order, glory to God, for us to get the victory, like she said, we have to operate in the love. And we are to stand up one for another. The Bible tells us to esteem others more highly than ourselves. We're supposed to pray one for another, bear one another's burden, so the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. And if we operate in the love and the forgiveness and the power and authority that God gives us, we will put the enemy to flight. We will bind up the work of his kingdom and cancel his assignment. We see more people being healed and delivered and set free, and we will see different things going on differently in our nation and our country around the globe. But God has given us a roadmap. He gave us his word, glory to God. He gave us how we are to operate in it. He then gave us, glory to God, the wisdom that we need. And he said in James that any light wisdom acts of the Lord. So this word was powerful tonight to remind us in the place that we need to operate in and not to get desensitized, as we said so many times, about the things that are going on right about now. And we're not walking in the authority, walking in the peace, walking in the joy, walking in the love, walking in the forgiveness as we should. And then we're allowing things that go on, we're allowing it sometimes to cause us to draw back and whatever. So he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and the sound mind, as she's already informed us and shared with us. And so this word comes over to God to continue to strengthen us and enlighten us and things we done heard and hear, and we hear it constantly, but God reinforcing it even the more as we hear it from the pulpit, or we hear it over the airways, as we hear it over to God in prayer meetings, as we hear it, you know, in conferences and so forth, to let us know how we need to operate according to what the word says. So this is an hour and a time like never before. We're going to have to stand on the promises of the Lord and on what the word's saying. So we thank God for Mother bringing that word, glory to God. So no matter what it looks like, as she said, we have to know that we have the victory, but we have to know that we're in Christ Jesus and who we are in him. And so I thank God for the peace, and I thank God for his word. I thank God for the armor that he's given us, for the Holy Spirit, for glory to God, vessels that he used that are anointed and appointed, but are seeking out the face of the Lord, allowing God to use them for his glory. Praise the Lord. We ask Mother Willette, Evangelist, if she had any words for tonight to add to what was said. Praise the Lord. Something's going on.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly I give honor and praise and glory to God, for he is great and mighty. Hallelujah. I just love the Lord. I thank and praise God for this season. For truly, Jesus is the reason for the season. Hallelujah. Father God, I just thank you right now. I bless you. I thank you for your word is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. I thank you for what you're doing within the body of Christ. I thank you for loving us so much, Heavenly Father, that you would demonstrate your love in sending our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bless your holy name. I thank you for the power of the word, and I pray that your word will just minister to our very being, our very souls and minds and hearts. And, Lord God, we just pray that those that are hearers of the word will not just be hearers only, but doers of your holy word. And I just pray that your word will go forth, Lord God, and that it will bring about every good thing that you desire for it to do in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Thank you so much. I love you, Father God, because you love us and you made us to be your children. When we confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, you allowed us to become a part of the greatest family that there will ever be. So thank you so much, and thank you for the power of your word now. Minister BJ, you better tell me how much time I got. So I won't keep y'all too long. Praise the Lord. I thank and praise God.
You have 30 minutes.
Okay, 30 minutes. So I'll try to do this. very
quickly.
Let
the Lord use it. Bless you. No, just let
praise
the Lord use it. We'll praise God.
I thank and praise God for that word and for Sister Alexander. She is one thing is consistent in trying to get people to see who they are, praise God, and walking in their authority. I just want to mention, I'm going to be reading some scriptures, and I want to put a topic to this thing and say, if thou canst believe, if thou canst believe. And I'm going to go to Isaiah, the 61st chapter, verses 1 through 3, and I'll be reading from the NIV. It says, and it's a, so it'll be worded a little different from the King James Version. The Spirit of the Lord, Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, 3, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty or freedom for the captives and release from darkness the prisoners, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, or to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes and the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, hallelujah, to proclaim the good news of the gospel to the poor. I thank and praise God, hallelujah. And I know that that was speaking of Jesus, but it's also speaking of those who have believed and received, hallelujah, the good word of God and accepted Christ as their personal Savior. The Spirit of the Lord is upon them so that they can share the good news of the gospel, hallelujah, to those, and I'm going to say, that are willing to hear, because we know that we're living in a day and an hour now where there are many that are not even willing to hear. Some of them are closing up their ears, like I remember in the book of Jeremiah says, you know, ask for the old path, wherein the way is good and right, and the people, you know, they said we're not gonna hear it. We're not gonna do it. We're not gonna do what the word says. We're not gonna hear it. So you got people that don't even want to hear it. So I thank and praise God for those that still want to hear the gospel, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I love this season because it discusses how Jesus came. Hallelujah. Jesus came, hallelujah. He left heaven and came and became a part of the creation that he made, hallelujah, so that he can be Emmanuel, God with us, hallelujah, and show us that even though you can be in human form, you can. He's a God that's able to keep you from falling, praise God, hallelujah. So if you have a desire, hallelujah, to draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Glory be to God. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. He loves us, and he doesn't want us to die or be separated from him. He would that none should perish, but that all would come to the knowledge of the truth and receive Christ. I love the passage in Luke. I'm pretty sure you all have heard it for weeks now, since this is the month that we celebrate our Savior's birth, but this is one of my favorite that it discusses. Luke, the second chapter, beginning with verse 8, and this will be in the King James Version, and it says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord." See, something, this is something different. It's not the ordinary business, but this is a time where God himself would dispatch angels that stood in the presence of Heavenly Father and sent them down to a virgin by the name of Mary and let her know that she was highly favored and that she was going to have a child. And the news was not only sent just to her, but also to her relatives, Elizabeth, praise God, hallelujah, to John when he was, John's father, Zacharias, when he was on his priestly duties, and the angel told him he was going to have a child. Sarah was going to bear a child, not Sarah, Elizabeth, and I went back, praise God. And anyway, so here we are, and we see that God has dispatched angels once again while shepherds are keeping watch over their flock by night, just doing their little shepherdly duties. And then out of the blue, praise God, the angel appeared unto them. And you can imagine the glory of the Lord, a brightness shone all around them. And yes, they was afraid because that was something out of the ordinary. This night, if you was out in the field at night, praise God, hallelujah, and a light shone, no doubt, over your head, praise God, and begin, you hear voices speaking to you, angelic beings saying, hallelujah, be not afraid. You would be fearful in the beginning, but the angel said in verse 10, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. I love this because the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is good tidings of great joy, not just to a select few, but to all people, whether you black, white, Asian, whoever you are, praise God. This thing is good news to all those, especially those that are willing to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and believe. Remember, I said I'll give you a subject, if thou canst believe. And I submit tonight that the world is in chaos because they're not willing to believe. They just don't want to believe that the Messiah, Son of the Living God, hallelujah, Mary's baby, glory be to God, the great I am, hallelujah, the Rose of Sharon, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, took on the form of flesh. They just can't handle that, but I can handle it because I would rather believe what the gospel of Jesus Christ says than what the world has to offer. Praise God, hallelujah. He says, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. What was this good news of great joy? Hallelujah. He says, the angel says, for unto you, and that's for unto us today, praise God, and those who have not received him yet, unto you is born this day, hallelujah. You get a new birthday when you receive Christ, glory be to God. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, hallelujah, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are in need of a Savior, for every nation is in need of a Savior. And the only way, hallelujah, that you're going to receive him is through the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is the only Savior of the world. It's not Buddha. It's not Muhammad. It's not whoever people want to put their belief in. If it's not Jesus, hello, somebody, you missing out on a Savior, because there's only one Savior, hallelujah, and his name is Jesus. And the verse 12, and this shall be a sign, the angel continued to say, this shall be a sign unto you. He's talking to the shepherds. Let me give you a sign about this good news, this good tidings of great joy, hallelujah. Yeah, this will be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel, one angel was speaking to him, and that got their attention for sure, and a multitude of heavenly hosts was praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, glory be to God, peace, goodwill toward men. I like that. Hallelujah. Well, now the angels was excited because when the angel made the announcement about this good tidings of great joy, which is Jesus, hallelujah, the Messiah, the one that was prophesied by the prophets, praise God, hallelujah, that he was being born this day in the city of David, glory be to God, hallelujah. And he gave him a sign, the angel gave him a sign. And look at the heavenly host. They were excited about, because they look, they no doubt was seeing and hearing what was going on down here on earth, how bad it was ever since the disobedience took place in the Garden of Eden. And they probably was in expectation of waiting when the Savior would appear and bring some resolution, bring some peace on earth and goodwill toward men. This is the only way men can have good. They may think they have it good because of the type of house they live in or the amount of money in the bank, but they don't know what's good until they meet the Savior of the world as their Lord. Glory to God. So the angels with glory, they were giving praise. Hallelujah. Because can you imagine how much guard duty they was on with people without the Savior being here? I imagine they had to run to a lot of rescue because God has given his angels charge over us. Hallelujah. He let his angels go before us. We have ministering angels at our disposal. We just don't take advantage of them. So I thank and praise God that we can send and dispatch angels to go and rescue people from injuries and accidents and go before them and help them to stay safe in the name of Jesus, even to help us to carry out the great assignment that God has on our lives. Praise God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I thank and praise God. So the angels was excited, hallelujah, about this good news, hallelujah, that would be to all people, and they would express glory to God in the highest. So those who have heard the message and received the message of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, then they can say glory to God, and they would give, hallelujah, praises to God, hallelujah, bless his holy name. I thank and praise God, because this verse, verse number 14 of second chapter of Luke, really express, hallelujah, my heart. I could hear Mary saying when she got the news from the angel, hallelujah, let it be unto me according to thy word. Hallelujah, my soul doeth magnify the Lord. She got the good word about what her assignment was on the earth and how God had highly favored her, and she would be carrying the God man on the inside of her and give birth. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So she said, my soul magnify the Lord, and I give God the glory, because this expressed how much God loves us and that he willingly, hallelujah, come get up out of God and come down to earth and become a part of his creation, that he might become Savior of those that are willing to hear and receive him as Lord. Praise God. And he said peace. A lot of times people holler there'll be peace. Well, there's not going to be no peace except you have Christ. Glory be to God. There's not going to be any peace. You may say, the president may say, oh, yeah, we're trying to get peace. You're not going to have peace. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have no peace. Jesus made us a promise in John 17th chapter, my peace I give unto you, my peace I leave with you. Glory be to God. If you have the presence of God on the inside of you, you have, hallelujah, the peace that surpasses all understanding living on the inside of you. So the multitude of angels expressed glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, glory be to God. Goodwill, hallelujah. See, God is good. That's why it's goodwill toward men, not evil, praise God, hallelujah. And, of course, we know the rest of the story, how that the shepherds, that when the angels had gone back into heaven, hallelujah, the shepherds said to one another, look, let's go now. They didn't stay there. I don't know what happened to the sheep. I guess the angels had to be on guard duty to watch them sheep to keep the wolves away. But they said, let's go now unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. So they know it, and they were speaking that. They said, it's already been done, because the angel said, for unto you this day. Hallelujah. So they said, let's go and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they made haste, and they went, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And, of course, they went, and they were good evangelists, because they told everybody, well, wouldn't you tell them? I would certainly tell them. You know, when God gives you something good, you can't keep it to yourself. It kind of like puzzles me sometimes when the good word of God is being preached. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And the presence of God is in the house, hallelujah. And a person can sit there and be very quiet. It just puzzles me. It puzzles me, but I have to say hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God, for he has done great things for us. So I thank and praise God, hallelujah. The good news, hallelujah, is that Jesus has come. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah. No, he's not a little baby anymore, but we still celebrate this great, wonderful thing that God has done for us and that he has demonstrated, he has expressed the power of his love for us in that he would send us a Savior because he created us, he made us, and he knew even before we got here that disobedience would have taken place in the garden and it would cause a ripple effect, and therefore he that's born in sin is shaped in iniquity, but, you know, they have a way out. God had already provided a way of escape, and that name is Jesus. That's the only way. So the scripture I'm saying tonight, the problem with, I believe, with all mankind is that those who have not received yet is that they have a problem believing. And, you know, we can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you can speak on the good word of God week after week, praise God, hallelujah, and people are not gaining any further territory. They're not getting any further. They're no further than where they were last year. They're in the same place because I believe that they have trouble believing. Let's go to Mark, the 9th chapter, praise God, and I'm going to read verses 23 and 24 because I was talking about if thou canst believe, praise God. And I just want to share that because to me that the birth of Christ is the most beautiful story, the beautiful word that to me is ever written of demonstrating the love that God has for us. And I heard someone already say, John 3:16, a minister, I believe, BJ, say, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He allowed Christ to be born, hallelujah, to be a human and to walk, praise God, and demonstrate, hallelujah. Yes, you can be in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. You can be in the world, and you don't have to do what the world does. And he is a God that's able to keep us from falling. Glory be to God. Mark 9 and verse 23 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Thank you, Jesus. I believe I said again. Jesus said unto him, you see, there was a man, praise God, who had a child, I believe, who had a dumb, a mute. The young man could not speak. He had a dumb spirit. And sometimes the boy would, the spirit would tear the boy and he would foam at the mouth. If you went back up to maybe about verse 14, you could see some of the preamble for this scripture that I'm talking about, praise God. And the spirit would have him and tear him, and he would foam and gnash his teeth and so forth. And the father had taken the boy to the disciples, and the disciples could not cast out that spirit. And in verse 19 it said, and he answered him and said, oh, faithless. He said, well, what? You know, and later on the disciples would ask Jesus, why couldn't we do that? And what Jesus was giving a hint in verse 19 when he says, oh, faithless. That means a lack of faith, period. Jesus help us. Mm-hmm. Oh, faithless generation. And, you know, even though this was in Jesus' day, do you imagine we living in a world where there's faithless people on earth today, as generations of faithless people who are just, they just have a problem with believing what the word of God. And the enemy would sit there and seduce them with old words of, oh, man, you know who wrote that? The man, some white man wrote this word or whatever. They'll say anything. The enemy has not gotten any new tricks. He will suggest any idea to you, anything to get you to off track of what God is saying. So Jesus is saying, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? And he said, bring him to me. And then, of course, he asked the Father, well, how long, verse 21, how long has this been going on? And the Father said, since he was a child. And he went on, and that's when we got into verse 23, and Jesus said unto him, because the Father had said, and when you read verse 22 of Mark, the ninth chapter, verse 22, and the Father was explaining to Jesus that oftentimes that spirit cast him, the boy, into the fire and into waters to destroy him. You see, there ain't nothing but the devil, because he came to do what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. But then the Father said, but if he said this to Jesus, now, if you can do anything, now what that tells you about his faith, right? Because this Father is saying to Jesus in verse 2, if you can do anything, please have compassion on us and help us. Well, that was a good prayer, because he was asking the Lord to have mercy on them and help us, praise God. It wasn't a whole long prayer, but it was a great prayer. And Jesus said unto him, well, and he put the ball back. You notice how Jesus put the ball back in the Father's court. He said, if thou canst believe, if you can believe, then all things are possible to him that believeth. And then in verse 24 it says, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said in tears. Now, he was serious, sincere, because he needed help for his child. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. So the father was, as to the best of his ability, he wanted to let Jesus know, look, I do believe, but Lord, basically, and maybe there's some unbelief and he not aware of it. He don't know, because sometimes we don't get what we stand in need of because of what? A lack of faith. We don't, I said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. And let me just say this. When I say all things are possible now, all things does not mean everything we can think of. I'll repeat that. I think I will. All things does not mean everything we can think of. The prayer of faith must be based on the will of God. It never asks for anything foolish or wrong. So the faith required here must be received as a gift of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He implants it in the heart of a sincere seeker. And I believe this father became a sincere seeker because he said, but Lord, help my unbelief. So God will implant the faith, hallelujah, glory be to God, the faith the belief, so that he'll plant it in the heart of a sincere seeker who lives faithfully according to God's will. I believe I heard a little bit of similar something Sister Alexander mentioned, praise God. You got to basically do the word. Do what's right. Don't be playing and don't be straggling the fence, praise God. And I often say, you know what, you better believe God. I cannot afford not to have confidence and assurance in what God is saying in his word. If you expect, praise God, to see some results, hallelujah, what the eyes haven't seen or ears haven't heard, nor what has entered into the heart of man, you've got to have the assurance, the confidence, praise God, to know without a shadow of a doubt, praise God, that God is able to do exceeding abundant. He always does exceeding abundant above all that you ask or think. Yeah, praise God, hallelujah. I was in Germany, praise God, and the folks were saying my house was going to be foreclosed back in 1992. I said, Lord, thank you for the $2,000 I'm going to need to get this situation straightened out. And I had to get about $40 from my daughter to get on that airplane and get back to the States, praise God. But when I got back, I'm going to say it like this. God had did exceedingly abundant above all that I asked or think, because, praise God, the $2,000 was put in my bank account, praise God, that I did not have to pay back, the people who were robbing me, the realtor company, they had to give me a check for $3,240, glory be to God, hallelujah. And I hadn't done my, it was doing income tax time, so it was around about April, and I hadn't done my income tax. But I got this little girl to fill out my paperwork, so when I got to the States, it was the first time I used one of those little rapid refund places, and the check was for $777. What did that tell you? God has a way of letting you know, remember this now. Glory be to God. He is so good. He's able to do exceeding abundant above all that you ask or think. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to believe God. Take him at his word, hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, presence on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit, will help you to realize that what he says, it is so. Now, the enemy will come to try to steal, kill, and destroy the word that was deposited in your soul or when you read the word. That's why you ought to study the word for yourself, not just listen to somebody, because they could misquote it. So see it for yourself. Receive it and eat it for yourself, praise God. And then even during that same time, praise God, I remember I said, well, that's a long flight back from Germany to the States. And I said, Lord, I don't want nobody head in my way because I'm going to watch that movie that they're going to show, because they're going to show a movie on the way back. And I had an aisle seat. I said, glory be to God. I serve a mighty awesome God. But God is able to do much more than that. The best thing is that he sent Jesus. He's demonstrated how much he loves us. God loves us. And he wants to bless us. I love it. John, praise God, the 14 and 14, praise God. Sister Alexander read 12 and then 14. Jesus says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I love that. I love it. And you know what? God's hand is not short. Where he cannot save his ear. It's nothing wrong with his hearing. He hears us, so he's able to do, praise God. And I like that, John 15 and 7. Hallelujah. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. I just stopped by, praise God, just for a little bit to tell you the good news that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Hallelujah. And he's anointed us to proclaim the gospel to the poor, hallelujah. You may not be the preacher, praise God, the evangelist, the apostle, whatever assignment you have, but even if you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, the presence of the living God lives on the inside of you. So there's no reason why you can't tell someone that God put in your path, Jesus is your way out. He is the way, the truth, and the life, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I thank and praise God. If thou canst believe, people have a problem and they can't get anywhere. And you think that with all this light, when God said, let there be light, hallelujah, it's, we're still getting light from what he said because his word is so. And whatever he says, hallelujah, it's good. You can take it to the bank, praise God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And even Jesus is the light. And he wants us as born-again, baptized believers of the body of Christ to realize now we are lights. Glory be to God. Can you see, like, at a good night sky, you see the stars in the sky? Well, you can shine like a star, praise God, because Jesus is saying we are now salt of the earth and the light of the world, because the light of Jesus lives in us. The light should shine, because there's a lot of people still been tricked and they're really walking in darkness. If they're not living for the Lord, if they're not on the Lord's side, hello somebody, their eyes may be open, the sun can be bright outside, but they're still walking in darkness. So we pray in the name of Jesus that God will break every stronghold, every yoke, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, of those who are still held bound and captive, for Jesus came. Hallelujah. It's good news. Hallelujah. Great joy. Hallelujah. To all people, to those that hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, repent of their sins and come and receive Jesus. It's great news. Hallelujah. and you can have a new birthday too, if thou canst believe. God is good, and he wants the best for us. This young man was able to get his deliverance, praise God. You read the rest of the story. Hallelujah. You'll see that he got his deliverance, praise God. Hallelujah. So other people can get their deliverance, but they got to be willing to receive, and that's the key, to receive the word of God. So if people can believe, hallelujah, as the scripture says in Mark the 9th chapter and verse 23, Jesus said unto them, if you can believe, all things are possible to you that believe. I'm put it that way in the name of Jesus. I love you and pray that the word of God will bless you as it's blessed me. And remember, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to you that believe in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. What a powerful word from both ladies tonight, and about the word of good news from Evangelist Willette. Praise God. And I like when you had said and so forth, whether it be the president or others that are saying there will be peace, but there will not be ever be any peace not unless it is through Jesus Christ. And that is giving our life to him as well. And I praise God. You said so many powerful, wonderful things, praise God, about the good news and even how we need to, glory to God, the last thing which you said, just use that quite frequently about how we can, if only we can believe, then God could deliver us. We know through that the salvation in it, and even in healings or whatever it takes place, praise the Lord. And I bless the Lord for the word that came forth, glory to God, and the scriptures that were shared, and that also reminded us that God can do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask, but it's going to take our faith. It's going to take us trusting and believing the Lord, praise God. And we can have that new birth in Christ Jesus only if we believe how God can transform us. We thank God for how you talked about the angels of the Lord, glory to God, of that even came to Mary as well as Elizabeth, and also about the shepherds and the good news that was shared, glory to God, about Christ coming, and the things that were just said were just so powerful tonight. So it's encouraging us even the more from what was said, with Mother speaking earlier and telling us that as a believer, how we need to not allow the enemy to have authority over us. We're the ones supposed to have authority. We have the power. We're the ones supposed to cast down those spirits and uproot them and bind them up and whatever, and how we're to operate in the power and the authority that God's given us. And even in what you said about the imagination, and some things that we do need to keep, so many, not as, even as believers, need to cast down these imaginations, those things, glory to God, that will take us off course, and how we allow the enemy to come in. When we are not rooted and grounded and founded in the word of God, the enemy can come in, cause us to be tossed to and fro and have our mind running here and there, and things go wrong and whatever, and we'll have these attitudes of how we're going to respond and what we're going to do and whatever. But we need to get at a heart after God in that relationship so we can be able to walk in the power, walk in the authority. We can put the enemy to flight. It won't be just a lip service, but we don't want to be like the seven sons of Stephen and say, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, who are you? And tear you up, glory to God, and reveal things about you or have you, glory to God, or brought down low because the fact of it is we're trying to operate in something, glory to God, that we're not, or we done swayed away. I can't say my words right. We done shied away, if we want to say, pulled away or drawn away, glory to God, by things of this world or this cares of this life or our own enticement through the lust of the eye or whatever. We got to be into a place that we really get in a place that we stand on what God's word says and pray, seek out the face of God, that the Holy Spirit lead and guide us, pull down these strongholds, and put ourselves in a place that we submit and commit to the Spirit of the Lord. And we can have that joy. We can receive that good news and walk in that good news. And know, glory to God, it's going to take patience, glory to God, to fulfill some of the things that God is saying. Everything is not going to be instant and microwave and freeze-dried and all this. It's going to take some time for some things, even as for us to develop. The same way it takes, glory to God, development, and even in the seed that's planted in a womb, glory to God, for a child to be born. If you're baking a cake, if you don't want to take anything out before it's time, and what about this? Don't be fulfilled. It's going to cause some kind of problems or situation. There's no shortcut in the Lord. We're going to have to go through the process and go without to get the progress and also to succeed and to glory to God to be able to get that a spirit of perseverance and determination so that way we won't regress and we won't be hesitating and we won't get caught up in what's going on around us. We'll be caught up in what God's word says, looking to the hills with coming thy help and knowing that he is the author and the finisher of our faith, standing in glory to God, the peace of God, knowing that glory to God, I believe this word regardless of what my circumstances and situations are dictating to me. I get excited about the word and what God has already done and doing so. The woman of God has already preached and ministered and whatever, but I bless the Lord. I just wanted this to be to a place that it'll be an enlightenment, glory to God, to the hour that we're in, and also recognizing, glory to God, the signs of the time and also the authority that we walk in and the peace that we should have, the things that we're erred in and not allowing that adversary to have his way, making us even aware of things, even with our brothers and sisters, when we find C4 going on and how we ought to pray and build one another up and tear them strongholds down like Mother Alexander was talking about too as well, and along with this good news that God has given us. And knowing, glory to God, we got to find our own place of rest and peace in the Lord so that way we can be able to walk in the authority that he's given us. Because we can't be swayed, tossed to and fro. We can't be double-minded. We got to be stable in him and be steadfast, unmovable, always about in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. I thank God that he's given us a destiny, and we're on this journey for that, and we got to make sure that we don't allow the enemy or give up our birthright and to know, glory to God, that God wants us to have peace and joy. He wants us to walk, glory to God, where we can have the abundant life, the spiritual as well as in the natural and whatever, but whatever, learning how to be content in him to rest. But in the meantime, I love the Lord. I bless God for you all. We're going to open the lines, praise God, for any comments for those that's on there. Then we're going to say a prayer and encouragement to those, glory to God, that we are standing for at this hour and time, that going through loneliness, going through spirits, glory to God, that got them depressed, oppressed, suppressed, or got them to a place and so forth like this. They're about to lose out on the blessed plan God has for them because the cares of this life has caught them overwhelmed because they allowed too many situations came upon them without casting those things or releasing it all, forgiving in the name of Jesus. And this spirit that wants to cause people to get so caught up through that time of loneliness and even the spirit of despair and the hopelessness and all kind of voices coming, those imaginations and those strongholds need to be pulled down. But we have to pray for some that, glory to God, can't pray for themselves or they done got too weak or done got too caught up. That's when we're to be those midwives, those doctors, those nurses, or whoever in the spiritual realm, glory to God, the ones that have to give anesthesia, whatever. Whatever capacity we're to pray and seek out the face of the Lord, stand or encourage or say some words. And what we can't say, sometimes we just have to be on the other side just praying and interceding. Or whatever it takes. But we thank God, glory to God, that God is still on the throne. He's still doing great things. He's not dead. He's still alive. And he's still doing miraculous things. No matter how, glory to God, things look like right about now, God is still in control. So we thank the Lord for what he's already done and doing. And praise God. I'm going to open the line just for a couple of things that have been said. And in the meantime, then we're just going to go ahead and pray. And tonight, I thank the Lord for you all coming on and hearing, and those that will be hearing, that have heard and will be hearing later on in the future. It's going to be something that's going to inspire and build and bring awareness and awakening as well. So, but tomorrow night, I don't believe that we'll open the lines for prayer. We're just taking that word in tonight, and then we'll just go ahead and pray that you have a Mars continuous celebration, celebrating Jesus. And like I said, he's the reason for every season, not just for this season. But we honor the time that God has blessed for the nation and those around the globe that are celebrating him. And we celebrate him the more as believers because we have accepted him with the good news in Jesus' name and walk in our joy and peace. Okay, the lines are open at this time. If anything else, we said, Mother McCormick, if you have something that you want to comment on or and the speakers, if they have anything to say. Then after that, we're just going to close the lines for tonight and keep our hearts open to the Lord for that he's going to do daily in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God, Mother McCormick. Mother McCormick? What happened? I know you're still there. Nothing happened.
Hello?
Yes. For some reason, it didn't pick up for you to open. The line was open, but you didn't say anything. But okay, you okay? You can go ahead and put anything you want to share now or say, comments.
Ed is down there.
Okay. That's me tonight having that problem. I push you, open it and close it back. I don't know what happened. I had the mic open, and then I had the earphones on, and you tried to talk, Father. Go ahead and start again, because the line was not all
okay.
Open. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just saying, praise the Lord. Thank God for Sister Alexander and Sister Willett, how they brought the word. It was so beautiful, and I enjoyed it. I thank God for when she was talking about Sister Alexander was saying being redeemed from the Lord, and how she always tell us that we got to know who we are in Christ. And I tell you, that really sticks to me. It really sticks to me every time, and I thank God for everything that she said. I'm not going to go over a lot that she said, but I thank God for that word, because, see, I'm going to go back and kind of get it and meditate on it myself. But because I know, like Sister Willard was saying, sometimes we can just listen to the word, you know, but sometimes we got to go back to it ourselves and get it in ourselves.
Amen.
Excuse me, but I just thank God for that. And I enjoy the word on tonight. So I'm just not going to say a lot to y'all, but just thank God for just hearing and just want to just get back in it myself and just meditate, because I'm learning how to get in that word and just let it get into me, and I could be able to bring it forth the way the Lord wants me to bring it forth. So I just thank God for what he's doing, and what he's doing for everybody, for he's doing for the saints of God. And I praise him, because I've learned, as the preacher was telling us this morning, you know, Jesus, he's not a baby no more. He's a grown man. So I thank God that I know he went through a lot to get to be a grown man. So I thank God for him, for our Savior of the world today. So I'm going to sign off and just ask them, just bless, that the Lord would bless y'all to have a blessed day on tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. Mother Willard or Mother Alexander, any comments y'all have before we close?
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word. Thank the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
God. What a powerful word. Both of y'all. Both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. Well, we're going to get ready to close and talk about. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just thank and praise God. That was really good. Praise God. I thank and praise God for his word tonight. I thank and praise God for you all still being on the wall, praise God, interceding on behalf of others. And I just thank and praise God. That word encouraged me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even the one scripture, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we don't realize sometimes how important God's word is. But if we take him at his word, and meditate on that father in that lesson tonight, you know, he was sincere. You know, he probably didn't know where he did not have some unbelief, but he was willing to say, Lord, help my unbelief. And I don't want any unbelief in me, because we living in a time where we've got to take God and trust him, take him at his word, praise God, and have confidence that God is going to work it out for our good. That's why I like his word that says, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. So I thank and praise God. That's why we study the word, to see what God says, because that's our life, praise God. And that's what we live. So I thank and praise God. But that word encouraged me tonight that regardless of what the situation looked like, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, and I just see the heart of God and his mercy and his graciousness and his compassion. You know, when you, if you a mother and you got a child or a grandchild, and if they ain't living in the sunshine, in the light, we know that they are, we have to keep them on the burner for the Lord and pray God deliver, heal, set free, save. Bring them out of darkness, loose them out of the mouths of the lions in the name of Jesus. And that word, that if you can believe, all things are possible. You don't have any, you ain't got nothing in you that should be making you doubt. You and God help any unbelief that maybe if a little bit of unbelief is in my baby toe, God help that little bit of unbelief
help
because I cannot afford not to believe that God is a way maker, that he's going to bring them out, hallelujah, because his good will is that none should perish. I didn't mean to start back preaching, but that his good will is that none should perish, praise God. He would that all would come, hallelujah, to the light of Jesus Christ. So that word encouraged me. It just encouraged my soul to know if I can believe, then all things are possible. Even those children that are wayward right now, God is going to bring them back to where they ought to be in the name of Jesus because that word has been deposited in them, and they cannot escape it. I don't care how much the enemy try to steal, kill, and destroy that word. They cannot escape because the seed has been deposited in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
So glory be to God. Amen. I thank and praise God for the word. And, you know, being consistent, we need more women like Minister Alexander and helping people to realize, hey, you can't back down. You cannot back down. You can't afford to back down. Praise God. If the enemy can get you on the run instead of you have him on the run, he going to always do that. But
that's
I thank and
right.
praise God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but
not
they are
carnal.
Mighty.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They are mighty. Hallelujah. Yeah. Through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God. When we study the word of God, hear what the Spirit has to say, hallelujah, unto us, and we walk in that. After that you receive Christ, walk ye in him. That's what Colossians, praise God, 2:6 says. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God for the power of his. I thank and praise God for God. I love God because he has demonstrated fully that he loves us and that he wants us to spend paradise with him, and we'll sit at the table and dine with other brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory for all that you've already done it through these powerful women of God that open up their heart and allow the Spirit of the Lord to deposit what was needed to pour back into the body of Christ. And we pray, God, you continue to keep them covered under the blood. Bless them. Keep them. Bless their families and loved ones. Pray glory to God for the ears that had ears, the ones that had ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord had to say. And not only just say, but God, as we receive the word, that we allow it to penetrate, that we'll start operating in it and being obedient to it. And God, we pray for those that are lonely and destitute and glory to God that's going through various trials and situations and things that have been from loved ones that have been gone on to glory and some that have been lost. And however, we pray, God, that you would heal and deliver and set free. And even for the grieving heart, we pray, God, that they send the minister and angels to minister to them. We pray, glory to God, that you will move. And as we embark upon getting ready for this new year, God, we are praying, as you said in your word, that old things are passed away and all things become new in Christ Jesus. For those, glory to God, as believers, and become new creatures, but we're praying to be more of them, God, and more laborers in the vineyard, and more glory to God witnesses, and more light being shined, more unity, more love, more forgiveness in the name of Jesus, and more bearing one another burdens and esteeming others. While we're praying, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that we are preparing to go into the new year, that we're going in with a different mindset, a different heart, glory to God, that has changed to do your will and be transformed and be an example in the name of Jesus and carrying that good news and being able to stand firm, glory to God, and being able to be helpers one to another, praying one for another. And, God, we just believe in you, God, that you'll keep us covered under the blood, dispatching your angels that we should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And as you said, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. That we'll walk in that authority and walk over to God with assurance to know who we are and whose we are, and glory to God, and be a light, be an example, that we will not be compromising or caught up in hypocrisy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the ones that are standing and on the wall and determined, glory to God, to live this life. So, God, we are praying for our families, our loved ones, bound up accidents, incidents, mishaps. So we celebrate Jesus, celebrate, glory to God, Christ coming on the feet and saving and delivering us, and now even at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. Help us, Lord. We need you like never before. Call for sweet, sweet, sweet dreams, and God, glory to God, and continue to dream and not the forces of the enemy through things and people cause us, Lord God, to lose out on our dreams and visions and inheritance that you've given us. God, we bless you. We need your strength and your courage. And, Lord God, we just love you. We adore you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. And as we depart from this phone, but not from your presence, we give all glory and honor to you. And we pray, glory to God. And thank God for bringing Pastor Bird back, glory to God, to up. We were praying, God, against that bad attack on her body for a virus or whatever. But, God, that you bring her healing and deliverance and as she's preparing another week to be back at her house. We just love you today. We thank you for Pastor Tweedy and all the Mother Freeman and glory out Mother McCormick, I mean Mother Smalls and stuff like this, and pray for our seniors and our elders and, God, those that are going through at this time. And we're praying for Joyce and her daughter, God. We're praying for all our homes and those ones, glory to God, that have challenges right now. So many people are going through and their families touched now. Strengthen and encourage. Bring healing and deliverance. Open their hearts and bring, glory to God, people to a mindset to recognize what's going on around. But look to God as they're off in the finish of their faith. We love you today, God. And we depart from this place, as I said before, not from your presence. And we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shalom. Shalom.
Amen. Shalom. And
amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
shalom.
Christmas to you
all.
All
right. Amen.
Praise. We celebrate Jesus, celebrate friends and family, and love one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah,
and
amen. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Praise God. Shalom.